Hello, everybody, and welcome to Professor P's podcast. I'm Natasha Palumbo, aka Professor P. I'm known for evoking the essence of spirituality by bringing the energetic fire, activating the mind, and speaking the truth. I'm so honored that you are here with us today. I thank you for joining. This podcast is focused on entrepreneurship, empowerment, and energetics. You're going to find a wealth of information inside, guest speakers, and the elixir, a dose of energetic power. So let us join in on today's podcast. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to Professor P's podcast. I am so excited that you're here with me today. You know I want to always give you your kudos and thank you so much for sharing and liking and subscribing to the podcast, sharing with me how much it motivates you, inspires you, gives you something to think about. I hope you were able to give yourself some thinking last week with time management. How did you do out there? I heard somebody tell me this message was right on time. I got to get my time together. How many of you listened? Where are you at? You did? Did it help? Let me know in the comments. Always reach out and tell me. I love hearing your feedback. I love that you support the podcast. I am truly grateful for each and every one of you. Listen, today I'm coming in with another dose of elixir, a little energetic power for you. I have a quick, short message, but I have to tell you this. Your steps are ordered. Your steps are ordered. Listen, truth be told today, across my lips, I have to tell you about the goodness of God. I can never not tell you about the goodness of God because God is truly good and your steps are truly ordered. And if you don't feel like your steps are ordered, I am going to give you a little bit of assignment today, a little bit of homework. You know, I always love to give a little bit of something for you to take and set with and reflect on. And today I'm going to give it to you because I recently had a big revelation about how our steps are truly ordered. This past week, I went on a day trip to San Diego. I was so excited, you guys. I had the trip planned a month or so in advance before I even took off for it. And I am moving, as I've told most of you already, you've heard it, that I'm moving to San Diego. I'm relocating. I'm taking a big leap. I am jumping this year, leap year. And I had the day trip set. I was going to go and begin to search around, kind of check out places, feel the energy, where am I at, right? And during that time of having booked the trip to the trip, getting to taking the trip, I began connecting with different people on LinkedIn. And I met an amazing woman. I connected with this amazing woman on LinkedIn. I had been following all the different things that relate to my wheelhouse, which are all the colleges. You know that part with Professor P. And all the economic development type organizations, as well as like youth empowerment, anything that works with at-risk youth, homeless, all of those things are in my wheelhouse, especially, obviously, the colleges, because I plan to continue teaching. Of course I am. I'm Professor P, right? So I get connected to this amazing woman. She begins to start connecting me and feeding me information. I messaged her on LinkedIn, a real message, everyone, not an AI generated message. And I'm not ready to go into AI yet and discuss those things with you, but I will eventually. I will talk about those things. But for right now, I want you to know the importance of never losing the human connection. So I did a non-AI generated message to her, connected with her. She graciously sat with me. We spoke over the phone. I began to tell her I'm taking this journey. I'm turning a new chapter and heading into San Diego, my forever home, possibly my forever home. I might live in another country one day, but you know, for right now, turning 50, as you guys know, birthday's coming up in a week or so. She says, great, let me give you some information and start connecting you to things. She connects me to a dean at Grossmont College. Now, mind you, I also applied to Grossmont College in February. She connects me with the dean after I have applied. So not only do I have a trip planned down to Southern California to do a day trip before I even get connected with this woman, but then I also apply to Grossmont College. And who does she connect me with? A dean at Grossmont College. Now, this dean is a major player. I feel very fortunate and extremely blessed that I was able to schedule a meeting with him, because indeed, he set me up with a meeting via his assistant per his request, as I had asked if I could get a meeting with him, either Zoom, phone call, whatever. And when I told her I was going to be in person, I said, you know, if there's a chance and an opportunity, I would love to meet in person. You guys, this is a man who's very busy. He is a top executive. He is a dean. He is, again, a well-known, very rich network person in the east of San Diego, the eastern side of San Diego. And he actually had time. He had time in his schedule on the day that I had my trip pre-planned to go. And I felt immensely blessed. When I got off the plane, the first thing I went and did was went to the gardens and I meditated and prayed. I prayed over the packet of information that I had so eloquently prepared. It had the finest paper, and that's a keynote to any of you who are gonna hand deliver anything as far as a job goes or resume. Make it on some fine paper. Let the paper, you touch it and you can just feel the quality in it. It is worth that detail, I promise. So I had the information, I prayed over it, and I was like, you can't make this up. My steps are clearly ordered today. If this isn't evidence in my face, I don't know what is, because it is not a coincidence that this man, who I connected with after I set up my trip, after I applied to the college, had an opening in his schedule the day I had my trip. That is not a coincidence. I've told you before, we are not dealing with luck, people. We are dealing with blessings, blessings that chase us down, blessings that overtake us. So as I continued through my day, I went up through San Marcos. San Marcos is looking lovely, everyone. It's looking like home. And there was a point where I was driving and I said, oh my God, I have not seen this before. And I clearly heard, no eye has seen, no ear has heard what is in store for those who love the Lord. I could have stopped my car and ran around the church, the car church, because that's all I had at the point. But you know, it doesn't matter for me. I will run around a park, a car, give me a sidewalk. I'm good to run like a little puppy. And I kept moving through. I couldn't keep my face from leaking all day long. Excuse me, you guys. I couldn't stop my face from leaking all day long. Have you ever been overwhelmed with the goodness of God? If you haven't been overwhelmed in the goodness of God, I want you to just take a minute. I want to pray with you. Lord, I pray that those who are listening who haven't felt your goodness, that you overtake them, that there is a point in their journey that they are engulfed in your love, that they are overwhelmed by your love, because nobody should not feel your love nor your presence. This is an important factor in your steps being ordered, everyone. Because it's not just that your anybody's steps are ordered, even though I believe when we pay attention, they truly are. But when you truly set with the Lord, when you truly set with God and you pray, now I'm not saying I'm 100% faithful, because there are some mornings I don't get the chance to read my word, to set with the Lord like I'd like to. But most times, every morning, that's the first thing I do outside of taking my daughter to school, is I set in the presence of the Lord. So that's your homework right there, is setting in the presence of God, getting to know God more and more, reading your word, deepening in your faith, meditating, taking time for just you and God. And when you do so, he promises that your steps will be ordered. Now listen, this dean happens to be working on a project right now that entails building an entrepreneurship program in the future, with a dash of AI involved, which is why I'm not ready to talk about AI right now, because I'm still doing some really in-depth research and I'm learning more myself on how it can be leveraged, how we can become masters of it instead of it mastering us, because it certainly has an ability to master the human being, unfortunately, and cripple them in ways that they aren't even aware of yet. So please be wise. But again, in my wheelhouse, on the day that has already prepared for me. See, there's something about us knowing our day is already prepared. Our steps are already ordered. It is not day to night. It is night today. And in the night, God does the work for us. As we sleep, He does not. He is preparing our day. He is preparing our steps. That's what it means that they are already prepared. All we have to do is continue to walk by faith. And I have mentioned this time and time again. I am a faith walker, and I will forever, eternally be a faith walker. I will continually trust in the Lord, and I will do my best to set in His presence as often as I can. And of course, there are times I will miss the mark, because that's what we do as human beings. But God does not hold that against us. There is nothing, please, let me tell you this. Somebody needs to know this right now. There is nothing that separates us from God's love. And I mean nothing. Nothing means nothing. His word does not return void. When He says our steps are ordered, our steps are ordered. When He says delight in me and I will give you the desires of your heart, then that's what He means. It is not our timeline, however, it is His. And there is nothing, absolutely nothing, that separates you from the love of God. That is why I pray, Lord Jesus, engulf them today, those who have hearts that long for your presence and your overwhelming spirit and the overwhelming goodness that you have. Lord Jesus, I pray a blessing over those who diligently seek you and those who don't even know how, that they would be overtaken by grace, by mercy. Those two things follow us all the days of our lives. All the days of our lives, that's their assignment, Lord Jesus. And ours is to simply love. And boy, let me tell you, Lord, we get it wrong every day and three times on Sunday. Yes, I said it so, because it is true. We have to do better. Please know that you are deeply loved by me. Please know I had to come and tell you this small little story, because I truly was in awe on Wednesday of last week when I went and took this day trip. I was in awe of God at things I had never seen before that were set for my eyes to see. I was in awe seeing how my steps were truly ordered for that day in particular, but not just that day, that God works in the night. And when I wake up each day, that the promises will be fulfilled for that day. Don't worry about collecting more manna than you need. We are so wasteful when we collect. I'm purging like crazy right now. 10 bags gone of clothing, just one closet. Who out there knows they need to do a little spring cleaning? Where are you at? You know, raising your hands is the favorite part for me. So where are you at? Raise your hands. Spring cleaners, you know you need it. Where? Oh, wait a minute. There you are. Listen, go get it. Go get that spring cleaning. Go get it. Go make more room. Go make more room for more. Because when you open up that space, you allow more energy to come through. And whatever that looks like, you do shift. It's okay to let go of things. It's okay to give your clothes the gift of goodbye. Don't worry. It's okay. You will still have plenty left over. We are miniature hoarders in America, if truth be told. But I need you to let go. I need you to purge. I need you to trust in your story. I need you to set with God. That is my homework to you. My homework is that you go each morning somehow, pray. You can start by just praying. I have a whole podcast on the power of prayer. If you need somebody to pray with you, for you, I'm here. You can reach out. You all know I'll pray. I will pray. I am a person who certainly does pray. And I am not afraid to pray with you or for you. You can certainly reach out and tell me that. I want you to take this message today. And I encourage you in the goodness of God. I encourage you in the steps that are ordered for you. And listen, they're just for you. Those are your steps. and they are ordered, and they are a perfect fit for the shoe size that you have. And each day, I encourage you to look around and acknowledge how the day has been already prepared for you. Stop worrying what the day will unfold. Trust that God has done his job in the night while you slept. Please make sure you get yourself rest. Rest is so important to live the empowered life, to live the entrepreneurial empowered life. It is so important. Please do not negate your rest. Let God handle it. That's for me as well, because I can struggle in sleep. Let God handle in the night as he prepares your day. And you rest, and I will rest, and we will rise the next day in our steps that already are ordered. Because indeed, I am a living witness that your steps are already ordered, that there are things that your eyes have yet seen, that your ears have yet heard, and they are promised by the Lord. Thanks everyone for listening today. I hope you received a lot out of that episode and are feeling energized and ready for whatever lies ahead. If you did enjoy it, I'd appreciate it if you'd share it out. Thank you in advance for doing so. Please also connect with me on social media, Instagram, LinkedIn, Facebook, Natasha M. Palumbo. And until next time, be encouraged, be empowered, and as always, be well.